Ferry Lane. Happy now, Safety Officer Marshall? June was about to respond when she felt a low, resonant rumble rise up through the hull of her kayak and into her spine. Not the clatter of engines or the churn of waves, but something deeper, elemental. As though some ancient creature beneath the waves had turned in its sleep, the water around her shivered, the air shifted. Something massive was coming. Then the ferry appeared in the mist, hulking and indifferent, moving faster than something that size had any right to. It was early, or maybe the last one was ridiculously late. Either way, it was on them now.
Rick!
She shouted, already digging hard with her paddle.
Move!
I see it!
He called back, but his voice wavered. They turned sharply, angling toward the shoreline. Water surged under them, the wake forming too early, too close. June's arms burned, but she didn't slow. She shifted her grip and drove the paddle harder, the air filled with the deep churn of engines and the hiss of water slapping metal. She glanced sideways. Rick was keeping pace, barely. His mouth was tight. They didn't speak again until the rumble had passed behind them and the worst of the wake had rolled beneath their kayaks like a long breath exhaled. Only then did she slow, heart still pounding, and glance back over her shoulder. The ferry loomed, easing toward the Kingston dock now, and for a second, all she saw was its mass, its shape, its clean white paint. Then something caught her eye just ahead of the ferry's path, a floating darkness in the water, a boot, possibly. But then another shape surfaced beside it, fleshy, and unless she was seeing things, human.
Oh, no,
June whispered. The bow of the ferry slammed into it with a dull, wet thud that carried across the water with terrible clarity. June shot a look at Rick, who had seen it as well.
Great Caesar's ghost,
he said, his favorite expression whenever he was truly shocked. The ferry didn't stop. A small wave hit them, and June gripped the edges of her kayak, heart pounding, eyes locked on the spot where the shape had been. Rick turned his kayak, already muttering excuses.
Probably a seal, he said. Or maybe some debris. Either way, not our problem.
But June couldn't shake the sick feeling creeping through her body, and as the ferry docked, she began paddling toward the dark mass bobbing in the water. Something deep inside her, some part of her that refused to be dulled by time or retirement or the promise of a peaceful morning, knew it wouldn't be right to ignore what she'd seen.
June, don't! Rick's voice had an edge to it. We need to head back.
She ignored him. The water settled enough for her to spot the shape again, and she paddled toward it. Not it, him. A man, face down, bare-chested, arms floating oddly, splayed like a discarded puppet. His skin was pale, soft-looking, already starting to swell. His dark hair swirled around his head like seaweed. Then she saw the markings burned into the man's back, just below the shoulder blades, and time seemed to freeze. An octagon, dark and blistered, each side sharp and deliberate despite the ruined flesh. Inside it, a web of lines crossed at unsettling angles, not quite symmetrical, like a compass rose sketched by someone who'd never seen true north. Around the outer edges, tiny symbols had been seared in a ring, slashes, dots, and what looked almost like coordinates, though not in any format June recognized. The edges were cauterized, the flesh blackened and cracked like dried lava. The precision of it was the most disturbing part. This wasn't a random act of violence, but something calculated, methodical. The markings hit her in that quiet, crawling way certain equations had when she'd been studying to be a math teacher before switching to nursing. At first glance, it looked simple, but the longer she stared, the stranger and more complex it became. The octagon was too exact to be random, too odd to be decorative. It felt issued, like something meant for identification or allegiance. Something you'd find in a locked operations binder or a blacked-out corner of a military field manual. Not meant to be seen. And there was an artistry to it that made June's stomach turn. Whoever had done this had taken their time and known exactly what they were doing. Rick caught up. June stared at him.